An investigation continues into the death of a young homeless man in Seattle. The man was camped in his tent near an I-5 off-ramp when a car struck him early yesterday morning. KUOW's Liz Jones was at the scene soon after.
Anna Cooper stood at a nearby intersection, fighting back tears. She says the boy who died was Walter. She didn't know him long, but here, on the streets, he was part of a group she calls family.
All the kids out here try to be hard, but he wasn't. He was really a good kid. He was soft, and he was a good kid.
Authorities pronounced him dead at the scene Monday morning. He was 19 years old. His full name was not yet released at the time of this report. The driver was arrested on investigation for vehicular homicide. You can see the tire tracks where the car drove about 150 feet off the road and up a small hill into a greenbelt. Cooper says her friend probably picked this spot to have a place of his own.
It's isolated away from everybody else so that they can have space. You know, we need space too.
It's an exposed site, no guardrails. Walter's camp is gone, but another orange tent is still here, sandwiched between the freeway and the exit. It's state land, and the Washington State Department of Transportation says it regularly monitors encampments like this near busy highways. They're not safe areas, and no trespassing signs are posted. WashDOT says sites are routinely cleaned up, and this particular area was scheduled for next month. It'll come too late for Anna Cooper's friend, a friend who made her laugh and who she saw as a light.
A light in the darkness.
In Seattle's University District, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.
Police have since identified the deceased as 19-year-old Walter L. Burton.